Chapter 2 Frankenstein Creates the Monster. From the beginning of my time at Ingolstadt, I became obsessed by my studies and by the words of Mr. Waldmann. For 2 years, I worked very hard, and I soon began to realize that I had the possibility of creating life. Life! It was a miracle, and I was able to produce it with my own hands. I wanted to create the perfect life, the perfect person, the perfect man. I studied dead bodies in the hospital so that I could understand the human body even better than before. I knew that if I was going to understand life, then it was just as important to understand death. I began to understand how a body ages and how it eventually becomes useless and stops functioning. Eventually, I began to take parts of the bodies back to my laboratory so that I could begin my creation. The work was very difficult and tiring, but I was certain that I was creating something wonderful and amazing. I finally succeeded in creating a man, but what I thought was beautiful was now something ugly and horrific. The creature's body was very large and his arms very long. Although his teeth were perfectly white, they seemed terrifying against the yellow, sickly color of his skin. Yet I knew that I had to continue with my work. It had become a passion. But my work was also making me sick. I had even stopped eating. I did not write to Henry or even to my beloved Elizabeth. The only thing I thought about was my work. By autumn of that year, my labors were almost at an end, and my creation was nearly complete. Since I had seen the power of lightning that fateful night in Bellerive, I knew that as well as destroying things, electricity could also give them life. Give life to my creation. One evening, as the rain fell heavily outside, I was able to give life to the body which lay before me by using the instruments in my laboratory. I was nervous, but after a moment, I saw the creature open its eyes and begin to move. I, Victor Frankenstein, had created life. I had been successful, but almost immediately, my happiness was replaced by disgust. This was not a man that I had created, but a monster. I could not face the creature. His whole form repulsed me. I ran from my laboratory and threw myself upon the bed. I was exhausted and quickly fell into a restless, unhappy sleep. Even in my dreams, I was not allowed to rest. I dreamt that I was walking in Ingolstadt and that I met Elizabeth, but when I kissed her, her lips were cold, cold like death. And although in my dreams I held Elizabeth, it felt as though I were holding a corpse, not a living person. Suddenly, I awoke, and above me, to my horror, the monster was standing. His mouth opened, and a strange noise came from his throat, but I could not understand what it was he was trying to say. He tried to reach toward me, but I rushed from my room and out onto the street. You cannot imagine the mixture of disappointment and horror I felt. Disappointment, because all of my dreams had been destroyed, and horror for the creature I had created. I walked through the streets of Ingolstadt, too frightened to return to my room, in case the creature should still be there. I walked for a long time, even though the rain was falling heavily and my clothes were soaked. I eventually came to an inn, and to my surprise, I saw Henry, my dear friend Henry. Frankenstein, he called. How wonderful to see you! My father has finally allowed me to study at the university in Ingolstadt. Almost immediately, I forgot my worries, and for the first time in many months, I felt happy. We quickly began to walk back toward my room. My dear Henry, I cried, how wonderful to see you! You must tell me everything. Please, Henry, how is my father? How are my brothers and Elizabeth? They are fine, Victor, but they are worried because you never write to them. Henry stopped suddenly. But what about you, Victor? He said. You look so ill and pale. Is everything okay? You look as though you have been awake for days. You are right, Henry. I am afraid that I have been working very hard lately. Yet now my work is over, and I hope to be free. We arrived at my house, but as soon as we did, I quickly remembered the monster. I felt sick with fear at the thought of seeing the creature again, but I was even more worried by the thought that Henry might see him. I asked Henry to wait outside for a moment, and I went up to my room. However, to my relief, the monster had gone. He was nowhere to be seen. I couldn't believe my luck. Henry and I sat down to breakfast, but I was too excited and joyful to eat. I began to jump about the room, clapping my hands and laughing loudly. At first, Henry thought that I was so happy because he had arrived in Ingolstadt. But he soon saw that there was a strange wildness in my eyes. My dear Victor, whatever is wrong? Henry cried. Please do not laugh in that way. You are ill. How did this happen? Do not ask me, I cried. And then I thought I saw the creature in the room. I covered my eyes. Oh, save me! Save me! I shouted, and fell to the floor. Poor Henry! What must he have thought? It was the beginning of a long illness for me, and Henry nursed me throughout. During this sickness, I talked of the monster. At first, Henry didn't understand me and thought that I must have been imagining things. But the more I talked of the creature, the more Henry realized that there must have been some terrible reason for my illness. Eventually, due to the kindness of my friend, I recovered. The first thing I saw was that spring had arrived and that there were new leaves on the trees. I felt much better. Dear Henry, I said, how can I ever thank you? You came here to study, and all you have done is cared for me. Don't worry, Victor, he replied. Seeing that you have recovered is all the happiness I need. But if you must do one thing for me, then please write to your father and Elizabeth. They will be very worried that they haven't heard from you for so long. Of course, Henry, of course, I answered. They are the most important people in my life. I will write to them straight away. Well, if you are feeling better, maybe you will be able to read this, Henry said, and handed me a letter. It was from Elizabeth. She told me all about my father and my brothers, and even some of the gossip from Geneva. It was a very nice letter, and I immediately wrote a reply. After 2 weeks, I was well enough to return to my studies. But the thought of science now made me nervous. Henry removed all of the equipment from my laboratory. He knew that I now hated science. Instead, I studied languages with Henry, and this was much better for me. At the end of autumn, I planned to return to Geneva. However, winter arrived, and it was impossible to travel, so I had to wait until spring. In May, Henry and I took a holiday in the countryside around Ingolstadt. It was a very happy time, and I greatly enjoyed Henry's friendship. Now my health was fully restored. I felt happiness when I looked at the blue skies and the green fields. When we returned to Ingolstadt on Sunday afternoon, the peasants were dancing in the street and everyone we met was smiling. I walked through the streets filled with feelings of joy and contentment.